Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today on the Daily Spotlight is Jonathan Keller, president of California Family Council. Jonathan, you are not in California right now. You are in Washington, D.C. You had an opportunity to be in D.C. during the NIFLA case. Tell our listeners what the NIFLA versus Becerra case oral arguments before the Supreme Court is all about.
Well, Karen, first off, it's great to be with you and your listeners in Nebraska, and it's an honor to speak with your listeners. Unfortunately, our legislature decided to pass a law called AB 775, and back in 2015, the state passed and Governor Jerry Brown signed into law something that California called the Reproductive Fact Act. But essentially what we called it was really the bully bill, and it basically tries to bully and intimidate pregnancy care centers, both those that are faith-based and those that have gone to the work of becoming medically licensed and authorized. Both of them are required to advertise a message that is deeply at odds with their core beliefs. And in the case of these faith-based centers, they are actually required to advertise on their walls, in their materials, and even on websites and billboards for abortion. They have to post a notice that says the state of California has free or low-cost healthcare available, which includes abortion. And as you can imagine, if you are a faith-based center, that the whole reason for your existence is to try to provide options, provide alternatives to abortion, that you would be forced to actually make it easier for your clients to get abortions. And in many cases, even before those clients have a chance to directly talk to you, you'd have to advertise that contrary message the minute they walk in the door on your wall of your center. It really is just unconscionable. And it's frankly a violation of the First Amendment, both the religious exercise provisions and the free speech provisions.
This case is extremely alarming. Jonathan, thank you for the conversation today, and I encourage our listeners to join us all week as we talk about the importance of this Supreme Court case.